طالب صبيا كان شجاعا عثمان بن عفان حكيما وله سلام عمر الفاروق حكم فعدل فأمن أبا بكر الصديق. These are the men who fought for freedom. These are the men who carried the beauty. Had to push away the demons even though they were persecuted. They were closest to the greatest man, born to lead us through rain and storm. Changed the world through peace and love. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough. خديجة آمنت بوحي نزل أمانة حليمة السعدية أم ولها حنانة فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول هداية عائشة الجليلة. These are the women who sacrificed life and took the world right by surprise. I pray my mother, my daughter, my wife emulates them and reach new heights. These are the women who led the line, perfect lives for the perfect price. I pray to God that I'm certified. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising demon high up. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namanda with your host Namanda Arman. Inshallah you're well and inshallah you enjoy this week's episode of Daily with Namanda. Daily with Namanda is a weekly talk chat show, whatever you call it, where I discuss topics in different areas. Related to Islam or religion, but Islam basically, or in general affairs, and also time by what's it called, here and there. Like sometimes I will be interviewing people as well, and talk about, and then they talk about their experience and anything that I've been up to and all that. And that comes out every Sunday afternoon / evening. So, yeah. This week, we'll be continuing on the series of the Wars Using the 99 Year Old Man series. I'll be also talking about International like Disability Day. And talk about just a bit about that, which was not yesterday, but the day before. So, I'll talk a bit about that. And how we should help, and how should we support the people, those people during these hard times. And inshallah, you guys enjoy it. So it's time for the Dwar using the Nadnani Rolls series. So this week I'll be talking about number 83, Arrauf, which is the clement, the compassionate, and the alpitiness, Arrafur. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah Arrafur, we know that your kindness encompassed us. You are the one with extreme mercy. Ya Arrafur, increase our hearts in mercy and aid us in forbidding evil and enjoying good in ways most pleasing to us. Ameen. Ya Arrafur, make us reflect your refer, open your hearts to the Quran, and make us of those who follow your warning so we can avoid your punishment and enter paradise safely. Ameen. Ya Arrafur, turn my heart towards your obedience, and make my heart steadfast upon your deen, and take from me an easy recommending. Suffer me with your halal, and save me from your halal, and enrich me from your flavors. Ameen. Ya Arrafur, I ask you to put blessings in me, in myself, in my nafs, in my hearing, in my sight, and in my soul, and in my creation, and in my consent, and in my family, and in my life, and in my death, and in my deeds. I ask you for the highest level of paradise for me and my family. So that was Arrafur, which is number 83. Next week's segment, we'll be looking at number 84 and 85, which is Malik ul Mulk, and number 85, Dul Jalali wal Ikram. Which I think I said that, I'm not too sure. Forgive me my pronunciation. Which is number 85. So that's what we're looking at next week. Inshallah, I hope you guys enjoyed this series. It's like coming to an end. We got like 14, I think we got 14 left. I'm not, no, 16. I'm not too sure. To be honest, we've got less than 20 to go, which is making me sad. But I do have another series that go, which is linked to the 99 as well. This series that I would might start after this has descended. I'm not too sure, but you guys will love it. It's linked to this one. So stay tuned as always. Watch the space. So stay tuned for the next week's segment of the 99 of all the series, and you'll hear more from next week. So now I'm going to play you guys Jannah by, well, it's actually by Muad, and it's actually featured Zayn Beeka. So this version is the vocal only. There is a version with the I think there's a version with sword and music, but it's like a drum on it. So the vocal only is on Zayn Beeka's channel, and then the other version is on Moa's channel. So I'll play you guys the vocal only. I can't speak today. Jannah by Moa and Vichy Zayn Beeka, vocal only. Version, and then try if you guys enjoy it, and then afterwards I'll talk about a bit about International Day. I think it's international I can't speak. International Day of Disabilities or something like those lines. I can't remember what the exact name is, but I will say the proper name after the shoe break. Yeah. Until then, I'll see you guys in the shoe break.
ولن ترى عينك في الدنيا مثل سماء وتجري من تحتها أنهار عدن ترى وعطرها مسك يريح هواها سلاما فلن يأتي حلمك قربا بما قد رأى مع الحبيب أن أراه في أبوابها وأمتي أن أراها في دار السلام فيا إله I pray for Jannah I pray for Jannah I raise my hands in the air I'll make a prayer I pray for Jannah
Just to see him standing with the Salihin welcoming them And then he motions to me to come forward and drink from his hands But I'll be motionless just staring at this most beautiful man Who saved me from hellfire pleading to Allah, Ya Ummati. So blessed slave, enter Jannah for eternity Look what Allah's mercy and blessings have brought This is what you strive for, what you sent for I wanna go Where no eyes never seen, no ears never heard No mind can imagine Paradise, no more tests, no more tears, no more trials Paradise, just to hold my mother in my arms
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana with your host Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed Jannah by Muad featuring Zayn Beka, the vocal only edition. You can find it on YouTube, it's on Zayn Beka's channel. And yeah. So now I'm going to be talking about a bit on. International Day of People with Disabilities. So I'm just going to talk about a bit about the physical and like the visible and the non-visible and how can we help. So Bismillah. So I'm actually going to start on a quote. You know I love my quotes on about this topic from Justin Tomlinson, according to this article from the government's website, is the Minister of Disabled People. So he said, I encourage everyone to increase their understanding on visible and non-visible disabilities. We wanted to create a society together where disabled people have an opportunity to realise their full potential. So that's from Justin Tomlinson. So I'm going to start this little talk. Bismillah. The International Day of People with Disabilities, also known as IDPWD, is United Nations-led Day of Recognition, which takes place on the 3rd of December each year. It promotes the rights of people with disabilities in all areas of society. It aims to increase the awareness and the well-being of disabled people in all aspects of their life. It acts as a reminder of us to combat the discrimination many disabled people still face nowadays. As Tom Linson has personally welcomed the opportunity to promote well-being, awareness, and discuss around improving outcome of disabled people. So why do we celebrate IDPWD? IDPWD was founded in 1992 to celebrate people living with disabilities all over the world. It signifies the actions we should all take every day to create more diverse and accessible communities. IDPWD reminds us that there is still more to be done for equality. The principle of IDPWD are celebration, learning, obtention, and action. We celebrate and value diversity and all disabilities. We commit to learning, to listening, and to best. I'll start that sentence again. We celebrate and value diversity and all disabilities. We commit to listening and better understanding disabled people. Say that 10 times. So we are obtaining and look towards a future society which is accessible for all. We take action to show our support for disabled people today and every day of the year. So we all know about disabilities are there, but not all disabilities are visible. So last year's theme, and I believe this year's theme as well, I'm not too sure now, not all disabilities are visible. So Justin has the principle of disabled people is actually to promote further understanding of all types of disabilities that aims to open up a discussion about disabilities that is not immediately observed. This will help to spread awareness and to reduce stigma around disabilities that can't be easily seen. So a different ability, might include diabetes, brain injury, chronic pain or fatigue, neurological disorders, autism or ASD, which is autism spectrum disorder, mental health conditions, and hearing loss. Even though non-visible disabilities can't be seen, they still exist. Even if some people with the understanding of them can identify non-visible disabilities, most people usually cannot. Visible or non-visible So physical, basically, and non-visible disabilities, like non-physical in a way, can be fluid. Someone may have a visible disability, such as relying on a walking aid for mobility, or have a wheelchair, or may have a back condition, like either scoliosis or low scoliosis, on some samples. May also have a non-visible disabilities, like a mental health condition or autism, or I don't know if asthma becomes one, but I say asthma becomes one because it's like a breathing condition. I might be wrong, please don't quote me that, but yeah. So basically, we are still continuing to celebrate this special day through the COVID-19 pandemic, which we know impacts disabled people in many ways, like not accessing the services we usually have. They may not have the normal routine that's been affected during these couple of years. Some people are experiencing loneliness and isolation. Increase our knowledge of the challenges disabled people may be facing is important as we move through the pandemic. So we need to have the importance of continuing to raise awareness of non-visible disabilities. It is crucial to remember that some people who could be mentally, like I know a few people who has non-visible disabilities, can wear mask or a face covering, but there are many people who can't from wearing a face covering. So just be mindful of that. Having non-visible disability, some people are medical exempt, has reported face historically in public for not wearing a face mask. So just remember that people with non-visible disability, or even visible disability, I don't know what same diabetes, but it's kind of the same word. It's like when you say it both like on the same time, it sounds the same. Are not required to explain their disabilities or prove that they're medical exempt from wearing a face covering. Showing people kindness and understanding will ensure everyone feels and is safe as well. So basically, to honour IDPWD, we encourage people to increase their understanding of disabilities in general, and they need to have like a society together, like means create one where disabled people have an opportunity to realize their full potential. Like even if we have these conditions, we can reach their full potential and overcome any barriers, challenges that we might have through our lifetime, because we can do this. Despite having like these conditions, we can become the person that we are and have a career of our own and know that yes, we may do some things differently, but we can do the same things as people can, people without disabilities can. But we can as well, if you know what I mean. That's like, I'm trying to think of an example. So like basketball, for example, we can still play basketball despite being in like wheelchairs or stuff like that. Like we may have to like hold the ball and just push it, but we can still play basketball. Like just have to bounce the ball, stop for a second, and then throw it to someone else, and then have to push, like use our hands a bit more, like arms and all that. And it's like, and that as examples, like, no, we can all do this. We are strong. We are warriors, basically. Like, we are us. This is me. Like, we can do this no matter what. No matter what challenges, what barriers come through, we can overcome that. with the friends, with the help of friends and family along the way, we can prove the world that we belong here, and we can strive and be the best person that we can be and fulfill who we want to be, basically. So that is my talk on International Day of People with Disabilities. I think that's the title. This topic is it's related to me in a way. Like, it's in my heart because I have disabilities myself. I have both physical and also non-visible disabilities, and I also know people with disabilities as well. So it's really deep down my heart, and I want to try and talk about this a bit more on my podcast slash show. But just let me know what you guys think, and I might talk about a bit more, maybe like some tips or like how we can support them. Just let me know as always, and inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it despite me having a bit of a sore throat. Still managed to give you guys quality content, let's just say that. And yeah, so jazakallah, or thank you for listening to this week's episode of Daily with Mana. Inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it as always. Watch this space for next week's podcast. I might talk a bit more on this topic next week. I'm not 100% what I'm going to be talking about as always, because my brain goes really crazy sometimes. It's time for days, basically. I hope you all are staying safe. I hope you're going to have amazing Christmas holidays, whenever your Christmas holidays are. I know some people are having, I think, 2 weeks, and I don't know if this is officially true, but apparently people are having 3 weeks, 3 weeks Christmas holidays. I'm not 100% sure, but basically, for me, I think I'm having 2 weeks, but then I don't go back until 5th or 6th of Jan. So technically, I'm having 3 weeks almost, in a way. Which is kind of nice, because I do need that relaxation as my birthday's in this month coming up. So maybe in the next couple, maybe, I think it's 2 weeks, I'm not too sure. 2 or 3 weeks? I think so. It's the 22nd of my birthday, in case you're curious. Yeah, 3 weeks. So, possibly in 3 weeks. I don't know. I'm just thinking if I should take... if I should, relax over the Christmas holidays. I'm not too sure. I might do a short... for the Christmas holidays, I'm thinking just maybe not do as longer episodes. I might just do short episodes. Like a short episode, like maybe 5 minutes or so. So I give like a few facts or something, or quote of the day or stuff like that. I'm not too sure on that, but maybe for the Christmas holidays, I can do a short episode per day, and then maybe long episode, maybe the usual long episode on the Sunday. So just let me know what you guys think of that, maybe over the Christmas holidays. I can happily do that. That's not a problem whatsoever. If it's all over to you guys, I just want some suggestions from you guys and what you think about it, because I love all the people who text me or Instagram me suggestions or what you guys think. I appreciate everything, even just a small comment, nice comment, I appreciate it so much. I don't waffle on too much, because I don't like waffling. I do like waffling, but it's not the actual bit. But as always, stay tuned, watch this space as always for next week podcast, as always. And until then, I love this and peace out for now. Bye.
كان شجاعا عثمان بن عفان حكيما وله سلام
عمر الفاروق حكم فعدل فأمن أبا بكر الصديق.
These are the men who fought for freedom. These are the men who carried the beauty. Had to push away the demons, even though they were persecuted. They were closest to the greatest man, born to lead us through rain and storm. Changed the world through peace and love.
Ola al-Badr ala ummatina min thaniyatin fatahu bismillah. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough.
خديجة آمنت بوحي نزل أمانة. حليمة السعدية أم ولها حنانة. فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول هداية. عائشة الجليلة.
These are the women who sacrificed life and took the world right by surprise. I pray my mother, my daughter, my wife emulates them and reach new heights. These are the women who led the line, perfect lives for the perfect price. I pray to God that I'm certified.
طلع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا بسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising demon high up.
طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع. وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع. وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي.
من ثانية فتحوا بسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough.